Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's crazy to think that we are where we are, and it's just early June. It's June 9th. I mean, it's not like it's August, and you're going, man, all right, well, we had some ups and downs. It just feels like this thing is going to crap quickly.
And for the eternal optimists out there, guys hitting us up on the text line, we appreciate your enthusiasms. Keep the receipts. It's fine. I mean, when you're down 14 games in the division, the Mets, as we said, Mets have gone through some swoons where they've lost 3 of 10, and they come back up. Because that's what good teams do, and they're built pretty darn well. So I hope that Alex Anthopoulos has a plan. You get to the point where I think even the most diehard positive Braves fans would say, perhaps you start to cut bait, you know, if you don't improve in the next month, because we'll be coming up on the All-Star game. Who'd have thunk we were going to have an All-Star game where we literally couldn't even off the top of our heads think who the All-Star would be from the Braves?
Yeah. I asked the question last week, Mike, and it's funny. I said, who's the All-Star? And everybody in the room kind of paused. And we were on remote. This is at like a Twin Peaks. And everybody's in the room. Usually it's like, Albies! You hear somebody scream out something. Harris! Nobody screamed out anything. It was like, And it's a shame. But this is where we're at. Look, if you told me we wouldn't have any guys that should. Not that they won't, because I think we'll have one because it's in Atlanta. But that they should participate in the All-Star game versus us making the playoffs and making a deep run, I'd take B. Because as much as I care about us getting the All-Star game, and it's great for our city, and it's going to be a great week, I still care more about chips. And I care more about winning it all and being the dominant franchise in Major League Baseball. And so we'll see what happens, man. But, yeah, that's an interesting thing to kind of just view from afar to say, man, look at all this talent on this team. Right. Hey, who's their All-Stars? Yeah.
Azuna? Maybe.
Maybe.
Now, again, we'll see. There'll be somebody gets injured who doesn't show up for the All-Star game for whatever reason. And, again, it's tough because, you know, as a fan, it's one of those things where we're so used to seeing four guys and a couple of pitchers.
At least.
You know, and now that's completely out the window. Do you think right now that they can find a way to tweak this thing? Or does management – here's the thing. I'm not going to expect Alex to go and spend money and invest in more players if you're going to look at this thing and say, well, you don't have a – right now we don't have a World Series capable winning team. Not even close. We don't have a team that can win the division right now, you know, unless we get some new guys. And how much is that going to cost? And what wherewithal do you have to go do that? The one thing I do think is true, and you and I were ahead of the curve on this one, is Sean Murphy's got to go. Murphy goes, and win, lose, or draw this season. Get him off the roster, and let's get some new pieces in here for him.
Well, you've got the perfect replacement in your number one prospect who's sitting on the bench night in and night out. And I know Drake struck out to end the game on Sunday, but this kid's done more than most. And look, I think that to me is one of the easy decisions. I think the hard decision, Mike, to be honest with you, is looking at a guy like Ozzie who's in his prime and saying, is it time for us to move bait or cut bait on him? Looking at a guy that you've committed a lot of money to in Money Harris, reasonable money. Do not get me misunderstood here. They didn't spend $300 million on Harris, but you did give him reasonable money because early in his career, I mean, kid's like 23, 24 years old. You thought he was going to be a phenom. And now it's like, okay, is he just going to be a really good defensive player, which he is, who doesn't hit? And is that okay? It's okay when you have dudes that pick up the slack. When they're not, you can't afford to not have a center fielder who plays as great a defense as Money Harris does, but doesn't hit.
Yeah, and you go back and you look at it, you know, Austin Riley's got a big contract. Olsen got a big contract. Acuna's, you know, we're hoping that he, you know, takes off. It's a value at $100 million. Strider's making 75. Sean Murphy's making 73 mil. And this is a total contract, all guaranteed.
Yeah.
And you already alluded to Money Harris making that 72 mil. And right now it feels like, am I going to continue to get a lack of return on this investment? What are you going to – hard decisions perhaps at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and by the way, all those contracts Mike's mentioning, the escalators in them has us in the top 10 in payroll. See, we weren't a few years ago because you made those deals and none of these guys are getting that money. Now they are. So every year that's their money goes up, like Acuna, right? Now we're getting into year 7 and 8, and all of a sudden he's got one more year on his deal, and you're like, okay, well, now he's finally starting to make the $20 million that he should have been making 4 years ago. But all those escalators have us in the top 10 of payroll, which still, when you look at it, is not anywhere close to where the Mets or the Dodgers or the Yankees or any of these other top teams are.
And again, if you say, well, we can't spend like the Mets, okay, it's fine. I said this to Carl last week, talked to a lot of listeners about this. The gap between where the Braves are at six, this is according to Spotrac. Some folks, depends on the website and the contracts. Some contracts just came off the books. But you've got you're basically seven or eight or six, depending on who you're talking to. To get to where the Phillies are in the top five in payroll, it's another $60 million. So, well, I mean, that's the difference. That's the starting pitching. That's the left fielder. That's a better shortstop. That's not bringing, with all due respect to Nick Allen and these other guys we've got off of waivers and just through hook or crook, those are bona fide players that other teams have.
Yeah, Verdugo, you're just rolling the dice, right? And both of those guys have helped at times, but that shouldn't be your mainstay. 404-726-0929. We got a lot more to dive into. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Find a way to lose, and they found it. That's how this season has gone. 9-19 again in one run games. 13-26. Those, by the way, for those who don't get it, are losing records. All right? 13-26 in two run games. And this is how it ended Saturday. And then I want to fast forward to yesterday, because Saturday, you're in the bottom of the ninth. You're like, okay, hey, we got this, and you don't have it.
Deep to left. Oh, my. At the wall. It's gone. The Giants win it 3-2. And Atlanta drops another one.
Now, if you watch that, you probably threw something at the television or immediately turned it off and went and grabbed a brew or something. Then you get to Sunday. You're like, all right, we're going to salvage one. You know what? We're not going to get swept again.
So you end it with a Murphy error. Again, to me, that's a pass ball. Get your ass in front of the ball. Come on. Let's go. And then you have the Ozzie Albies error.
Well, that hurt you. That came back to bite you, and it cost you in this game. And then, you know, Drake Baldwin's up there trying to be the hero. And, again, he's done a lot. But then Sunday happens.
40,000 on their feet. He struck him out. The Giants win, and the Braves drop another one-run ball game.
So, remember, Mike, I said, it's not losing. It's how we're losing. Yes. It's not that, look, you're going to lose. We play 162, you're going to lose them. It's how we're losing these games. Think about it. Defensive lapses, pitching issues, guys not hitting. Like, simple things that should be like, okay, this team is better than this, but we continue to find ways to kick ourselves and lose games. And that, to me, is the thing that's bugging me the most.
And, you know, we talk about complimentary, you know, football, the secondary, working with the front, the defense. In this case, complimentary baseball. It never seems like more than two or three guys are ever hot at one time. Because Olsen actually had three RBIs. All of a sudden, okay, starting to see some signs of life there. And then Ozzie, after the hitting streak, now he's kind of cooled off. And then we talked about the error in the field. You know how I feel about Murphy. If I never see that guy in a Braves uniform again, it'll be too soon. Big zero on high tops. Nothing. Then you've got, you know, Ronald Acuna, who was really pressing. And Ronald, unfortunately, I mean, I thought this weekend really looked like he was trying to hit like a five-run home run.
He's trying to save the day.
Right.
I mean, he really is. And I hated for him because when he got hurt last year, he felt like he let us down. He didn't. Injuries happen. But now, Mike, he sees how his team is playing, and he knows. Look, Ronald's not going to tell you I'm the best player on this team. He is. So when that happens, the pressure of, man, I got to come through every time I'm up,
right,
you're starting to feel that. Whether that's him getting on base and setting the table or him hitting a home run to lead off and get the thing going where you got some energy, he's trying a lot harder than I think he was when he first came back a few weeks ago.
Going back to the last game against Boston, Austin Riley's batting 300.
Yep.
OPS, a little low for him, was 7.67 of those. Again, I can't use averages, Carl. You must use OPS. But the idea is putting the bat on the ball, hoping to contribute. So now, as you said, you go play a good – now, again, Milwaukee's over 500. They're scuffling a little bit, but they're still better than us.
They are. They've been more consistent than we have. We're going to talk with Grant coming up a little bit later on. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Series is tied. I'm talking about the NBA Finals. It was a blowout last night. And this is how game one started. Remember, they are down. The Pacers are down 15. And then they come back. No comeback last night. 123-107. And again, it was SGA, man. He just continues to show you why he's the MVP, leading the way. Now, Halliburton did have 17 points, but Mike, he only had 5 in the first half, right?
Yeah.
The first quarter.
Well, and also SGA also did facilitate more than dominate early. If you notice, SGA was waiting until halfway through the first to get that first bucket. The things that didn't happen happened for this game. Talk about Chet Holmgren. He was a factor early. He was making some baskets. So that was something you didn't see anything from him. And their bench scoring. A lot of bench scoring from Oklahoma City that you just didn't get. Alex Caruso, we were talking about before the show. So the worker bees were doing their work, and then SGA was cooking. And then you look at Halliburton, and that's the knock on Halliburton. He can give you that Michael Jordan stuff, but sometimes he disappears.
No doubt. Here's Shea Alexander talking about the team still needing to be better.
So we just use the opportunity to get better. We've done a really good job of that all year, and last game was no different. Tonight is the same thing. We did some things good tonight. We did some things bad, and we got to be able to get better and get ready for game 3.
Look, if they play like this, this is a gentleman's sweep. Mm-hmm. The Pacers stole game 1. They're about to go to Indiana. They play. I'm talking about Oklahoma City because that's the Oklahoma City that has played like that all year. Defensively stout, scoring at will. Shea 34 last night. Caruso 20 off the bench. Mike, they got their bench help. This is going to be a problem for the Pacers to respond. And that's why game 1 was such a surprise.
I thought Miles Turner, it was a nice jam where he takes it down to paint. Need more physicality in the paint. And what they did against the Knicks, Obi Toppin. Get Obi Toppin. Somebody needs to get SGA out of that rhythm because SGA was chilled.
Yes,
he lost his cool in game 1 and he's chilled. Got the other guys involved we mentioned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Holmgren, et cetera. You talked about the bench. So it just seems like, yeah, it's hard-pressed to see this not be it. I think we're going to stick to our guns. OKC in 6?
Yeah. Look, I had him in 6. I thought it might go 7, but after last night, I'm like, I'm fooling myself. OKC's the better team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.